And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, the production of Fortis Institutes. We start in Texas, who is leading the change for parental rights as Governor Abbott signed legislation last week guaranteeing parents can remove their children from school for religious instruction. The Alliance Defending Freedom is praising the move, saying that it follows the best of our traditions and keeps parents in the driver's seat when it comes to their children's education. Meanwhile, in Seattle, a 15-year-old Jewish student has filed a federal lawsuit against Seattle Public Schools after enduring months of anti-Semitic harassment at Nathan Hale High School. Classmates reportedly told her, quote, Hitler's plan should have worked, spat on her, and encouraged her to commit suicide following the October 7th Hamas attacks. Despite multiple complaints from her family, the principal and vice principal allegedly refused to investigate, preserve security footage, or grant a safety transfer. Speaking of protecting children, Campaign Life Coalition has launched a petition demanding Ontario ban pornographic books from school libraries after discovering titles like Genderqueer featuring explicit sexual content between adult men and underage boys. Those were discovered in at least 30 Toronto public schools. Parents in Alberta recently showed their education minister actual pages from these books, leaving him completely appalled. The province responded by introducing new rules about age-appropriate material. The federal government is finally investigating the Minnesota High school softball team whose transgender pitcher powered them to a state championship this year. The Department of Health and Human Services launched a Title IX investigation into Champlain Park High School, with HHS's Office of Civil Rights insisting the state follow federal law rather than Minnesota's permissive policies allowing biological males into girls' sports. And Quebec took a common-sense approach to similar madness, with the public security minister announcing that gender-confused inmates will be housed on biological sex, not personal preference. Previously, criminals could request placement in male or female facilities based on their gender identity. The IVF industry continues its expansion across the pond, with over 20,000 babies born via the technology in the UK last year, more than 3% of all births. What they don't advertise is that only 7% of embryos created actually result in live births, meaning 93% are frozen indefinitely, miscarried, or just simply destroyed. Finally, pro-life groups are urging Governor Abbott in Texas to call a special session addressing abortion pills flooding the state. Despite the state's strong pro-life laws, approximately 19,000 abortion pills are mailed into Texas annually, with a recent study showing these drugs are 22 times more dangerous than the FDA reporting is suggesting. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. And you can do both at fortisinstitute.org. Don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.